back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to check out the website, timconwayjr.com, and sign up there at the website. And we'll send you emails, what we're doing, maybe the next poker tournament. You know, you'll get yourself a leg up. And we'll give away tickets on the site as well. We do a next Commerce Casino. Always a fun event out there. But you got to sign up, timconwayjr.com. All right, every single night around 9 o'clock, we do the news with Gina Grad.
Jesus Christ.
I just grabbed the mouse. And let's get to it. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
Yeah, you want to freshen that one up, huh?
We'll get right on that for next week.
Okay. All right, Gina, what's going on with the news?
Well, infamous baseball icon Alex Rodriguez, also known, of course, as A-Rod, held a press conference to once again shed some light on his past steroid use.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the baseball player answered many questions as candidly as he could, but seemed caught off guard by the one last question of the evening. In this clip, A-Rod gives a straightforward answer to tough questions and it even includes an extra apology to the Today Show's Katie Couric.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, here's A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez. Here we go.
What assurances can you give us that everything you're saying today is the whole truth and there's not going to be something more that's going to come out that you're going to have to answer for several months or years from now?
Yeah, I mean, look, I may have to answer them for the rest of my career. I mean, that's the position I put myself in. As far as Katie, I reached out to her about 10 days ago. And look, when you're in denial, when you're not being honest with yourself, it's hard to be honest with Katie. There was a part of me, like I answered, I think.
Is she talking about Tom Cruise's wife?
No.
No?
Katie Couric.
Oh, Katie Couric, okay.
John's question earlier, I thought that since I didn't hear about it for 5 years, that there was a chance that it was okay. So there was a lot of that stuff going on. I'm here to say my story, and this is it.
He thought it was like the IRS. Since I hadn't heard from him in 5 years, I thought we were cool.
I love the balls on these guys. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, I love when they say, well, I only shot up twice, and I thought it was just for extra energy.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that right? Only twice, huh?
Yeah.
And you went from 145 pounds to 240 pounds and hit another, you know, 30 home runs a year?
Thought it was just like a Red Bull, did you?
And who do they think is buying that? Do they think anybody is like, oh, yeah, well, I guess he only shot up twice and he didn't know it was in it. What the hell?
I don't know, Tim. Do you think there's anyone out there that's like, look, the man said it was for energy and he did it twice. What more do you want?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But these athletes, their body is their livelihood. It's their job. And they know their bodies better than anybody else in the world.
Right.
Better than I, better than you or Randy. Well, Randy knows his body pretty good.
Well,
sees it every day.
It's big.
But this guy knows exactly what's going on with that body because that's his life.
Right.
And, you know, he took a calculated risk. He said, I'm going to do these steroids. And I'm going to be making, you know, instead of $2 million a year, I'll be making $25 million a year.
Big difference.
And it paid off for him.
Yeah.
You know, it was a calculated gamble. The guy gambled, and it paid off big time for him. He signed a contract with, I think when he was with the Rangers, for $250 million. Mm. And now he just signed a big 10-year deal. I think last year he signed it with New York Yankees, and that's got to be worth another $300 million.
Oh, Lord.
So he's got $500 million instead of
$30
million. Yeah. You know? That's
big deal.
I do the same thing.
Well, and when you say that, you know, their bodies are their livelihoods, you know, that when, you know, models started falling over on the catwalks and the runways because they were doing too much heroin, so they had to come up with a name for it and call it heroin chic because they were all doing it. So they had to incorporate it somehow into the industry. So why can't we just call A-Rod anabolic chic and just be done with it? Move on. Maybe start a new era. I don't know.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, a French daredevil scaled a 73-story Hong Kong skyscraper barehanded today.
Wow, what a stud.
Yes, in his latest attempt to draw attention to global warming.
What?
Yeah, I knew I knew I'd lose you by the end of that sentence.
Wait a minute. He climbed a building for global warming?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. What's the connection?
Just look at me.
Oh,
global warming.
Please.
He did, in fact, climb the world's tallest building. Alan Robert, dubbed the French Spider-Man, has scaled dozens of tall structures without ropes or harnesses, including the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the Empire State Building in New York, and Malaysia's Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur. It took Robert about 40 minutes today, not bad, to scramble up the downtown Cheung Kung Center, which stands about 885 feet tall. French Spider-Man was questioned by police, but was soon released because all he was guilty of was helping bring attention to the world's environmental problems.
All right. So did he fix global warming with the climb?
No.
No? All right. So it's still warming.
He raised awareness.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe he even warmed it up a little more because his body heat. You know, maybe that's the problem with the Earth. There's too many guys doing that. Too many Spider-Men out there climbing around.
But 885 feet in 40 minutes ain't bad, huh?
That is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really moving. You know, I'm in such bad shape. I remember I was in Las Vegas with Doug Steckler, and we were staying at the Flamingo. And if you know the Flamingo Hotel there in Vegas, it's right next to the Barbary Coast is on the corner there. Then it's the one next to it.
Thank you, point down.
All right, so if I'm trying. We were coming from Bally's, and we wanted to go to the Flamingo, but we didn't want to walk around on the main drag.
Right.
So there was a wall there, and the wall was only 4 feet high. So I said, let's just jump over this wall and go to the hotel.
Classy.
Are you serious?
Yes. So we're buzzed, and he jumps over the wall first, and he jumps, and I don't hear him land. For like 8 seconds. The other side of the wall was 18 feet.
Jesus Christ.
So he jumps over this wall that we thought was 4 feet, and you don't hear anything, and then you hear boom.
God damn it!
What happened?
That's what you heard. He was in pain for, you know, 2 weeks. You know, he could have killed himself doing this.
Did he expect you to jump next?
No, I went around. I wasn't going to jump 18 feet.
Oh.
No, not just to be a good friend. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, with all the bad press multi-gold medaled Michael Phelps has been receiving lately, the young swimmer has decided to continue speaking out about the dangers of recreational drug use.
Oh, please, another guy. A-Rod with the steroids, and then this guy with how pot's bad for you just because he got caught.
You
got
to speak out.
God almighty.
Well, in this piece of audio, Phelps gives an outdoor press conference apologizing to children for the bad example he set.
Oh, please. Please, the fastest swimmer in the world, and he smokes weed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that tells kids? You want to be a fast swimmer, you better smoke weed.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. All right, here we go. Phelps is going to BS everybody. Let's do a lie detector, lie counter here. And every time you think he's BSing, you write, you can do it in there as well, Randy? All right, well, all three of us will take the test here, and you can do it at home, too. See how many times you think Phelps is BSing us. Here we go.
Pretty happy with, you know, having this thing sort of rest a little bit. You know, I realized that I have made a mistake and a bad judgment. And you know, this is something that I need to learn from, I will learn from, and have learned from. And, you know, I think from now on, you know, it's you know, for me to, you know, try to get a message across to kids. You know, I know that you know, a lot of people make mistakes, and you know, the best way to learn from them is, you know, changing things. And, you know, if I can help people from making the same mistake that I made and you know, focus on the future for me and trying to get back into the water and swimming a little bit more regular and trying to get my normal schedule back is really what I'm looking forward to.
Okay. I got 9.
I have 7.
7?
I got 7.
7? I think I gave the guy 2 more than maybe deserved. But 7 times in less than a minute?
Blatant lies,
in 44 seconds.
Yeah.
7 lies in 44 seconds. And I'll tell you where I think they are. Here they are.
Pretty happy with, you know, having this thing sort of rest a little bit.
Okay, I think that was true.
Right.
He's happy to have this thing you know, put to rest a little bit. By the way, where are they interviewing him? On the middle of the 405?
Exactly.
Was he standing in the median there?
Yeah, he was
like
standing
in the diamond lane?
He's standing at the 405-101.
We're in the diamond lane right there. Oh, okay.
He carries his own box fan.
God almighty, man. They can't get a clean shot of this guy?
Yeah, I realized that I have made a mistake.
Okay, that's a lie. I realized I made a mistake. That's 1, okay? Are we doing a new count here? All right, that's 1.
A bad judgment.
Bad judgment, that's 2.
You know, this is something that I need to learn from, I will learn from, and have.
There's 2 right there. Something I need to learn and something I will learn.
I need to learn from, I will learn from it.
Those are 2.
Mm-hmm.
Have learned from.
And have learned, that's 3.
Yes.
And, you know, I think from now on, you know, it's you know, for me to, I try to get a message across to kids.
Okay, he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want any piece of that. It's another lie. He doesn't want to get a message across to kids. He wants to get high. He wants to smoke weed and get high. Let the guy. He's won 14 gold medals for this country. Let the guy, have a toke or a hit. Yeah. You know, this guy could smoke an ounce of weed, right? An entire ounce of weed, and still you can have a pool length head start on the guy, and he would beat you in two laps.
Absolutely.
To kids, I know that a lot of people make mistakes.
I'm not sure about that one. A lot of people make mistakes. I don't think that was a mistake. That was smoking weed with friends.
Right.
That's not a mistake.
It was a mistake to do it around someone with a camera.
Well, I think what a mistake was, I mean, if it's a mistake if let's say you get really high and then you, you get in a fight and you kick someone's ass. I don't know. There's got to be somebody hurt.
Right.
In order for you to say, I made a mistake. There was no mistake here. He just taking a bong hit with his friends.
People make mistakes, and the best way to learn from them is changing things.
Okay, changing things. I think that was another lie. I think he's going to smoke weed. He's just not going to smoke it with a-holes.
Exactly.
If I can help people from making the same mistake that I made and focus in the future for me. And
okay, helping the same mistake I made. Again, he called it a mistake, so that's another lie.
Mistake that I made and focus in the future for me and trying to get back into the water and swimming a little bit more regular and trying to get my normal schedule back.
Trying to get his normal schedule back, I think, is a lie, too. He doesn't want that schedule. He wants to smoke weed and enjoy himself.
Yeah.
This is really what I'm looking forward to.
That's a lie, too. He's not looking forward to
it. You just passed yourself.
How many is that? 10?
That's 10.
All right, that's 10 lies. One lie every 4 seconds. And it's a shame that we live in a country where the guy can't say, hey, listen, I'm smoking weed. I'm a kid, That's what kids do. They smoke weed and they enjoy themselves. And everyone is looking at this guy like he has to be superhuman.
Yeah.
He's not. Like that guy, Scully or Sullenberger, is that the pilot?
Sully.
Sully?
Yeah.
Sully?
Charles Sullenberger III, I believe.
Yeah, he was just honored by the state of California. And every time I see that plane crash, I think that guy absolutely deserves the honors. And nothing shakes him.
Nothing
rattles this guy.
Yeah.
Nothing. Except yesterday he went on the set of The View, saw Joy Behar and had a nervous breakdown, flipped out, and passed out. He's screaming and yelling and panicking. He said, everyone's going to die. This is the devil woman, and flipped out and ran outside the studio. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he saw the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yeah, this guy landed a plane in the Hudson and saved 155 lives. Took one look at that mug by Joy Behar. Man, he flipped out.
Oh, Lord.
I saw anything like that.
You know who else doesn't faze him? Katie Couric.
Yeah.
And what did you mean by that? I meant that I would have liked to have gone an entire career without crashing a plane.
Yeah, he's got some balls, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, that guy. All right, what else is going on there, Gina?
Well, during the past 2 years alone, the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles has turned down 1,574 different requests for customized vanity plates. The VMV calls them personalized plates. The rest of us call them vanity. But by either name, they're plates that insinuate the F word or describe things that suck, and they're a no-go at the Ohio BMV. But there are also other things to take into account. The plate police look at this stuff from every conceivable angle. They check different languages, as well as running the combinations through internet dictionaries of urban slang.
Jesus Christ.
And of the 1,500-plus denials this year, I grabbed a few of my favorites.
All right, here we go.
First one that did not go through was Bang Daddy.
Right, Bang Daddy didn't go
through? Did not go through in Ohio, no.
You can't, that's terrible.
No, Bang Daddy.
Because, Dad, it might be, that might be his nickname.
Maybe he's in the NRA.
Yeah, at the bar. He's the guy who bangs on the bar every time he wants a beer,
yeah.
Hey, Bang Daddy's here. that could just be his nickname.
Yeah. Didn't go through.
It's like, Frankie the Actor out at Santa Anita.
Right.
That's his nickname out there. Right?
Bang Daddy, not so much.
Yeah. Hey, Bang Daddy's here. Not anymore. Got to change it now.
Yeah.
What are they going to call him now? CVR 425?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what else?
Real original. Pootie Tang. did not make it through.
And her poo nanny.
Yeah.
Pootie Tang.
It's the name of a movie.
But who wants that on their car?
Yeah.
That guy should be investigated.
Chris Rock fan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Very just straightforward. Gay boy. Didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you go with, Randy?
Well, I decided to go with gay man. Actually, I spelled B-O-Y-B-O-I.
Fantastic. French spin there.
Yeah. Mm. I actually like this one, and I really did wish this one went through. Californicate.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but didn't make it. Mm. And then the last three, I'm also very sad about. Old Bitch.
Old Bitch should have gone through.
Old Bitch. I am a MILF.
All right, I understand why they said no.
And,
By the way, MILF is a term that people use to describe others.
Yes.
Nobody describes himself as one.
I am a mom I'd like to...
So,
Jesus Christ.
I'm a mom that I'd like to F.
Yes.
How conceited is that?
Well, the BMV agreed with you.
Yeah. They should just, deny her on the fact that she's a lunatic and, too narcissistic. All right, what are the ones?
Well, the last one might be my favorite, and it got denied. BJ Queen.
BJ Queen.
Yeah, it's a no-go.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if some chick did have that, the line of cars that follow around?
Why is everybody honking at me and giving me the gray poupon window roll down?
All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, finally in the news tonight, if you have an emergency in Castle Hill, Texas, you may want to think twice about calling 911. Castle Hill city leaders unanimously passed an ordinance that says you get one free phone call for EMT help once a year.
Wow.
It's called the first responders fee. And if you call 911 and EMTs respond to your house more than once in the same year, you'll be charged $55 in a fine.
That's ridiculous.
Well, they said it works. City leaders say the goal is to recover some of that cost that they've accrued over the past couple years. And though officials believe this is a great idea and a great way to get some of that money back, most citizens are up in arms about the new law. In this clip, a local Castle Hill woman wonders what people with multiple personal problems are supposed to do.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a terrible law. All right, you got to pay for 9/11.
Yeah. I think it's terrible because what if you have more than two emergencies?
Well, then you better bring out your checkbook, baby. But, they shouldn't be charging people like this, because that's the start of a slippery slope.
Right.
Because then the ambulance guy is going to show up and he's going to say, wow, it looks like your husband's in cardiac arrest. Do you want to go $49.95 to try to shock him? And if it's two shocks, it'll be $75. Well, you want to prepay him? And she's like, well, I don't know if the first shock works, do I get the second shock refunded? No, ma'am, you don't. But and meanwhile, the guy's dying while they're negotiating,
Oh my God, there's an intruder. Do you take MasterCard? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, my husband just punched me in the face. That'll be $55. No, the fight was over money. We don't have any money.
Well, that's the
thing. Please get out here.
Do you think it's going to cause socioeconomic, hoopla?
Because absolutely.
If you don't have the money, you're not going to call when you need it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are going to, somebody is going to die over this.
Yeah.
Somebody is not going to call 911 because they don't have the money. And the husband's going to take one extra punch and kill her.
Yeah.
And then they'll be looking at a major lawsuit.
Then again, just out of curiosity, when was the last time you called 911 twice in a year?
I don't remember. The only time I called 911, I was very sick about a year and a half ago. And I was literally throwing up for 6 straight hours without stopping. Usually you throw up and then you go back to bed for 15 minutes, then you hit it again. 6 straight hours, I couldn't stop. My wife tried to pick me up. I couldn't stand up. And she couldn't pick me up. We had to go to the hospital because I was dying. And my daughter is there too. And I said, baby, you got to pick me up, put me in the car. And she goes, you're 200 pounds. I can't do that. And I couldn't move. I was like paralyzed. So I called the ambulance. They came over and, put me in the ambulance. And I'm throwing up essing myself. It was a real fun evening.
And guess,
so I get into the ambulance there, and they take me the mile and a half to the hospital. And while they're driving me to the hospital, both the ambulance driver and the EMT who was sitting in back with me were talking about the breakfast that they had at Jack in the Box.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I'm going to throw up all over the two of you.
Hey, Tim, you know what they got?
Yeah, it was some kind of croissant sandwich.
Oh, the super croissant sandwich. That's great.
Randy would have taken his oxygen mask on and been like, I'm listening.
You got to try the extreme sausage sandwich.
But I thought I was going to pass out. And then one guy said, yeah, you know, I put a little mustard on. I'm like, I'm dying. All right, what else going on in the
That's
news?
What's
there, Gina?
Going on, Tim.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we do this about once a year just to sort of take the pulse of Los Angeles and what's happening in Southern California. But I was listening to the radio today, and I buzz around different stations. I try to listen mostly to 97.1 FM Talk because I do enjoy the lineup here. Carolla in the Morning, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Tom, Danny Bonaducci, then Tom Likas. And then I work, so I can't listen to the radio while I'm working. And then I drive home with John and Jeff, man. Look at that. And I listen to weekend stuff as well. But it's interesting, you know, what makes you change the station? When you're listening to radio, what makes you change to another station? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, this is one of the things that makes me change to another station. I was listening the other day to another talk station here in Los Angeles. And we can't mention KFI, so I won't do that.
Jesus Christ.
But I was eating a sandwich on the way to work and, you know, buzzing around stations. And I heard either John or Ken just talking about the dentist. You know, your teeth all black, your mouth all gangrene, full of green, and immediately I couldn't take it. I had to flip back to Tommy, man. But what makes you change the dial if you're listening, you know, to sports or music? And this is one of the stations that allows you to talk about other stations. You know, if you're on KBC or KFI, they have a strict policy that you can't mention other stations. Like for instance, who's the chick with Valentine? Do you remember that? Can't think of her name. I'm embarrassed too because I see her like every year at backstage of the Grammys. But anyway, I'll think of her name. But we invited her on the show, and she works for. I think she's working for
Lisa
Star
Fox?
98, huh?
Lisa Fox.
Yeah, Lisa Fox. Yeah. I was so embarrassed, I couldn't remember her name. I ran into Lisa Fox, and she's great. I've known her for about 10 years or so. And I said, hey, you want to come on the air sometime? You know, come on the show. She goes, nah, I'd love to. I just can't do it. I'm working for Star 98.7. They won't let me do that. I'm like, yeah, I think that's so weird because, you know, people work at NBC, go on the David Letterman show. And back when Johnny Carson was hosting The Tonight Show, he would never mention the name of the other networks. He'd say, well, and joining us is one of the stars on Monday Night Football, which is on another network. And every time somebody says another network, everybody in their mind goes, oh, ABC. So I don't know why they do that, because they bring more attention to the fact that it's the other network. You know, when they say from another network, that makes you think about what network is, then you remember the network. But it's really strange with radio. Like, for instance, I believe it was, I don't remember who it was, but I think it was Mr. KBC, who when he left, maybe it wasn't Mr. KBC because he came on with us, but there was somebody else who left KBC and said he couldn't come on the station because he was still under contract for the 3 months to KBC, and he couldn't you know, come on the show. I thought, well, that's strange. That's sort of odd. You know, people would prevent you from coming on another network. I mean, what was it? Oh, I know it was. It was Peter Tilden. And Peter said, you know, I'm working, I'm still under contract over KBC. I'd love to come on. I just can't do that. Because Peter Tilden's great. He's got a lot of very funny stories. And he told me a story about being on a motorcycle that was hysterical. He was part of a motorcycle drive. And I'll screw this up. But I think he was part of a benefit. And it was a motorcycle ride from Orange County out to the San Fernando Valley. And he was going to lead like 200 or 300 motorcycles, and he was going to be the lead guy on the motorcycle. And he hadn't ridden in probably, you know, 10 years or so. So he's got his sunglasses on, and he wanted to get a feel for the bike. So before the big move, all 3,000 motorcycles were going to go from Orange County to the Valley for a charity event, he started up the motorcycle to get a feel for it again. And what happens when the lead motorcycle starts up? Everybody starts up. So now he's flying on the 5 freeway coming up to the San Fernando Valley, scared to death. He hasn't been on a motorcycle in a long time. He's probably doing about 90 miles an hour. And somebody next to him honks and waves and goes, "Hey, Peter!" And he turns his head to see who it was, and the wind grabs his sunglasses and takes him off. So he's got no windshield now. He's going about 95 miles an hour, and he's got the wind right in his eyes. But he tells it much better than I do, but it was hysterical. All right, what makes you flip stations here? Let's talk to Evan in Ventura. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's it going?
All right. What makes you flip around, dude?
Hey, crappy commercials, like advertisements, like with sorry jingles.
The music behind it?
Yeah, like the some of these ones, like the Cars for Kids or the $5 footlong from Subway.
You don't like those? You know what? You may not like it, but you always remember it, though. I bet you can sing me that song from the car commercial.
Yeah, but I won't call them because I don't like their advertisement.
I know, but the point is, everybody now knows that song, and if you can sing it for me, I'll give you a pair of tickets to Super Diamond.
It's 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Yeah, if you can sing it, I'll give you the tickets.
I can't do it.
Let's roll, dude.
I can't do it.
All right, man. All right. I know Randy Wang can.
Cover Radio Live.
All right. Here's Randy Wang and his version of it.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
All right. Thank you very much. My daughter walks around singing that song all day long. And there's two things that my daughter does. I got to stop her from doing one of them. But she sings that song all day. 1-877 Cars for Kids. And then she was sitting on the potty, as she calls it, the other day. And I went in to check on her and see if she's all right. And she's singing that more, 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 morongo.
Jesus Christ.
She's 3 years old. Jonathan in Mission Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, man, pretty good. How you
doing? All right, what gets you to flip stations?
Well, actually, it happened to you a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
I got off of work, because I got off of work about 9 o'clock this time. I come home, and you were having people call in about Obama jokes. And
right.
I guess everyone is just being jerk-offs, and because you guys are terrestrial radio, you can't play a lot of things that they were saying.
Well, you know, we could play them if they weren't so over-the-top mean and racist and, you know, filled with anger.
I understand, and you also don't want to promote that, so,
right.
Like, I totally understand it, but you know what, like, I understand that gimmick wasn't working, but when you started cutting coupons, man, it was like, oh, that was horrible, dude. I had to put on something. I would rather listen to a commercial than listen to you clip coupons.
Hey, but you know what's really weird, though, Jonathan? Somebody emailed us with the exact opposite opinion. He said he was all anxious and crazy throughout the day. He felt like he was going to, you know, jump through his skin, and then he heard somebody on the radio cutting coupons, and it brought him down and lowered his blood pressure and made him feel better.
He didn't pass out?
Yeah, no, he said it was therapeutic and soothing. Isn't that wild? Two different opinions!
I was driving, so, man,
all
I thought
right.
It was therapeutic.
Hey, listen. $2 off a bucket at KFC. There he goes. Just going to annoy the guy. All right, the things that come on radio that make you flip the station to either AM or FM or to another FM station. You know, I can't stand it in cars, and I've tried to buy a car now without it, but I guess it doesn't exist. You have on your AM radio in your car, you have six selections, and you can, you know, KFWB, KNX, maybe you have KVC, KFI, and I don't know, a couple of sports stations. 710 or 570 on your AM, right? And then on your FM, there's two banks of FM. Who has 12 pre-selects on FM? Does anybody have that second bank filled? And isn't the second bank, doesn't it always match the first bank? Just so if you get caught on the second one, you know where everything is. But who has 12 favorite FM stations? Nobody. And yet the car companies keep making two banks of that. It's outrageous. All right, the things that make you change the station to another one. Let's talk to... How about David in Roland Heights? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, man.
Okay, well, anyways, the reason I'm calling is because I like to listen to the Art LeBeau show.
The what?
The Art LeBeau show. When I used to come on.
Right.
And I remember these... just the way these people do their dedications to each other.
Right.
And I'm sorry about that, Tim.
Oh, that's okay. And how old's that kid?
She's 2 years old.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
No, it's
good. But it's always the same thing when it comes, you know, to those cholos calling into the Art LeBeau show.
Oh, and making dedications?
And then when they make their dedications.
Right.
Man, I just get a trip out of that. That's the only reason. It's like, let's go to my boyfriend and I love him.
You know, I don't know who's calling and making dedications anymore. Because I mean, there's so much into it that you got to put into it. First of all, you got to call the station and you got to get through. Then you have to make the dedication. It's usually the program director will tell you what song that they want you to say. And then you got to call your girlfriend and have her listen at a specific time. There's too much work.
Exactly.
And who gets all hot and bothered? I mean, who goes home and says, you're not going to believe this guy I'm dating. He called up Shotgun Tom Kelly and they played The Long Run in my name. It's like, who gives a F?
Yeah,
all right, buddy. Yeah, excellent idea. Yeah, I think you're right. The dedications, you know, who does that? And again, most of these stations you call to get a song request, the DJs will tell you what song to request. You know, it's not the song you pick. It's like, hey, we're coming up on Hotel California, so use Hotel California when you do the dedication. All right, what happens on radio that makes you change to another station while you're listening? Let's talk to Reza in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
Hello.
Reza.
Yes. How are you doing, Timmy?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Can I make a dedication?
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding. you know, when I turn off the radio is when I love Adam Carolla, but as soon as Teresa starts talking, I'm like, shut up, you bitch.
Oh,
shut up. I hate that girl. She just talks right in the middle of the joke.
So stupid, he said it wasn't a joke.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
Hey, who's with you?
Oh, there's another guy, Ahmed.
Ahmed?
Yes, Ahmed and Reza. It sounds like a terrorist going wrong, but it's not.
That's pretty cool.
Are you Persian?
Yes, I am Persian. I am Persian.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27?
Yes.
Do you have any... What's the word on the street?
Don't fly tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Reza. Thanks for... Hey, hold on a sec. You're a long-time caller here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to a Super Diamond. This guy calls us from... San Fernando Valley all the time. A pair of tickets to Super Diamond performing live at the Key Club in West Hollywood this Saturday night. Get tickets at keyclub.com. You can go see Super Diamond. I think Super Diamond is a Neil Diamond cover band. Is that right?
I think so.
They should have that at a fake club. You know, if you're going to have fake Neil Diamond, it should be at a drugstore.
You know? This is six pack in your driveway.
Right. All right. What makes you flip the station around? You're listening to music, and what happens? You're listening to talk radio, and then something happens that makes you move on. Jackson in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Sam, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Gina, I love you.
Wow, look at that. She's giving you a thumbs up. Oh, no, she's giving you the middle finger.
Something about, hey, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Not that voice. Commercials every single time put me off. As soon as a commercial comes on, I'm gone.
You move on?
Yeah.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo. Now I have an answer. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year warranty.
There he goes. He's right, man. Hates the show. Hates the commercials. Chris in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the
air. Hey, Babu.
Hey.
It drives me crazy when you're about to come on the air and you play the introduction music. What's going on with that, man? Let me know.
What the hell? Oh, it's the best, dude. Hey, come on, man. What is this, man?
It's Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Hocus Pocus by Focus, dude. You're not into that? Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. What makes you turn it to another station? Brian at LAX, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim, you big stud.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, man. First of all, two quick things. I like the coupon cutting thing. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, too. I don't know why I got so down on it.
Yeah, I really liked it. And the other thing, though, is I don't like the new play whatever song forever, because I don't like, I like to listen to your talking. Anyway. Moving on, you know, what I don't like is every once in a while I'll be listening to Dr. Laura for a little while. But what bothers me the most about her is when she's telling women that live with men that aren't married that they're unpaid whores. She's blowing it for us men. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I was listening. She's really too strict for me, too. I was listening to her probably about a year ago, and a woman called up and said that her husband smoked pot about 15 years ago. And he cleaned up his life. They got a beautiful home in the valley. He works his ass off. They got two beautiful kids. And, and she said she caught him in the garage taking a hit off a joint. And her reaction was, you've got to divorce this man. You've got to get out of this marriage. This guy is no good for you. He's going back to the dope. He's going back to the marijuana.
Was it Michael Phelps?
Anyway, I mean, the guy just had a hit of weed.
I know. She's way too strict. No one can live by her standards at all.
I don't think she lives by her standards.
I don't think she does either. There's just no way.
Yeah. I mean, you heard what happened to her mom, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, her mom. I guess she didn't have a great relationship with her mom. And her mom had an apartment somewhere in Beverly Hills and died. And I don't think they found the body for like a month or two.
Jesus.
Yeah, after she died.
So if she lives by those standards, then why wouldn't she be visiting her mom every once in a while?
There you go, dude. Seems hypocritical, huh?
Telling you. Yeah. All right, Timmy, you take care of yourself.
All right, you're a big stud, man. All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, you're listening to the radio, and I don't know what station you're listening to. You know, you're listening to perhaps 94.7 The Wave. Yeah. That Don Burns in the afternoon. We're listening to Tom Likas here on 97.1 FM Talk. Or perhaps you're listening to, I don't know, maybe K Earth 101 with Shotgun Tom Kelly. Shotgun Tom. And something happens and you flip the station. What makes you flip around? Let's talk to. Let me see. Martinez in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Okay, Gina's going to get mad at me, but here's what irritates me more than anything. When she starts laughing, I want to shoot myself in the head. Like last night, you were interviewing Andy Dick, and you said something funny. If you would have laughed, it kind of made the joke funny, but she just like overdid it. She laughed so loud. I was like, oh. I changed the station at that point.
Wow. All right. Well, she does.
She's a little girl and everything, but I mean, you know, just she's quiet.
But I will tell you that her laugh is authentic. I mean, she laughs like that off the air too.
Okay. I wonder sometimes. I'm like, I kind of get sick of watching Heidi earlier in the day, and then I have to hear her at night. So, like, kind of give me ear infection sometimes.
Oh boy. All right. Bye-bye.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks
all right,
for
man.
Tim.
What?
I'm sorry. You're killing me. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. I think the guy's got a point, man. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What makes you flip that station to another one? You're listening to the radio. All of a sudden, something comes on that irritates you. You move on. Alex and Whittier, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
What's going on? How about when you guys like you guys were doing the Grammy show the other day, and then I flipped on the radio, what was it, 2 days ago, and you guys were doing the same Grammy show again.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you listen to it so much, it's like you don't want to hear the same thing over and over again. But, yeah, that's what makes you flip the station.
Yeah, that's true. That was maybe a mistake.
All right, then. Have a good night,
all right,
man.
Take care of yourself, dude.
God.
damn it.
Yeah, we played, I think the Grammy show was a little too close. But I thought it was a decent show. There's a lot of celebrities in it. Dr. Drew was great. And who else was on there? Tay Zonde? Was that the guy?
Yeah, Tay Zonde.
Yeah, Tay Zonde.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes was there. He made a little pipe for us. Tay Zonde is the guy that does that Chocolate Rain song. Have you heard this thing? Or 34 million people have seen it. Go to YouTube and type in Chocolate Rain. Weird guy singing a weird song. They're pretty cool, though.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate Rain.
Jesus Christ.
The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate Rain.
Jesus Christ.
The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate Rain.
God damn it.
Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate Rain.
Get your freaking act together here.
See the camera out and see the light. Chocolate Rain.
Doesn't matter.
To be falling yesterday. Chocolate Rain.
You go, dog.
Only in the past is what they say. Chocolate Rain.
Do it live.
Raise your neighborhood insurance rates. Chocolate Rain.
Makes me entertain.
Makes us happy living in a gay. Chocolate Rain.
Frank Kramer here.
Made me cross the street the other day. Chocolate Rain.
Thank you.
Made you turn your head the other way. Chocolate Rain.
Nice job, retard.
History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate Rain.
Princess doesn't like that.
Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate Rain.
Cha-ching.
History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate Rain.
You go, dog.
Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate Rain.
Jesus Christ.
All right, gang. Chocolate Rain on YouTube. It's a great video. Really weird, but it's sort of addicting. I walk around the house doing it all the time now. Just going, Chocolate Rain. All right, what makes you flip the station to something else? You listen to radio, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't listen to this again. Bang. And you get listening to another station. What happened? All right, what made you so pissed? Jason in Huntington Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, baboon. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Gina? Number one, first of all, that nearly made me hang up, that song.
What?
I'm kidding.
How
it was awesome.
Dare you?
Number one thing that makes me change the radio station, ADD.
So it's nothing we do, it's just on your end.
It's all me. Like she said, it's not you, it's me.
I know, you're just flipping around all the time, right?
Exactly.
Yes. All right, Bubba. Thanks for calling, man. All right, there he goes, everybody. Things that make you change the station. You listen to radio, all of a sudden you're like, so long. Chris in Santa Anita? Is that right? Santa Anita, you out
racetrack,
there?
Jimmy.
Where are
I'm
you?
Near the racetrack.
You're at the racetrack?
I'm near the racetrack.
Oh, near the racetrack. All right. Hey, were you out
Jimmy.
There on Monday, by the way?
No, I wish I was.
Hey, they give away free umbrellas.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you ever go out? You ever go to the track?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I take my wife out there, too. She loves it.
You know, you go to e-ponies.com.
All right.
e-ponies.com. And the guy, I think, had 5 or 6 out of 9 races on Monday.
That's sick.
Yeah, he had a couple of tries and exact as cold.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, what makes you flip the station?
Hey, before that, I'm walking around my house all the time saying, Jesus Christ, my wife just doesn't get it. Doesn't translate,
oh, man.
You don't get
Christ.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
We got to get divorced.
Yeah. I don't know, what is it, Tuesday, Wednesday, Jesse Jack's night kills me.
Thursday.
Back up.
Thursdays, yeah.
Can't take it. Drive home from work every night. I look forward to your show. Jesse Jackson kills me.
Jesse Jackson kills you.
Yeah, it's just redundant over and over.
Well, it's all new clips. We never play the same clip twice.
Hey, Tim, Jesse's announcement for everybody.
Jesse has an announcement?
Yeah.
That was an Altima, Altima, 489-9410. Oh, please move it now. You're blocking someone.
All right. Hey, Chris. Hey, if there's any comfort in you hating Jesse Jackson, my wife also won't listen to it.
It's awful.
Yeah. Well, I think I like it, so it's going to stay, and F the two of you.
All right.
Very good.
Take
all
care,
right,
bud.
Thanks. All right. So, there he goes. my wife doesn't listen to that either. She says, I can't listen to Jesse Jackson anymore. But, you know, every time we go on location, every time we go to the Commerce or, you know, somebody, we're at Knott's Berry Farm. People always ask about Jesse Jackson.
Yeah!
So you have another announcement? He's going to make another one? Oh, please.
They have a Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant, and that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised.
Excised.
Let Trish say amen.
All right, you're listening to radio. Something comes on the air and annoys you, and you move on. What is it? Cameron in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, well, most of the annoyingest thing, I think, was I hear the sit and sleep commercial.
Oh, I love the sit and sleep, dude.
Yeah, you know? Come on, you know?
Yeah, but the sit and sleep commercials, you know, some guys make a commercial and they run it for like 10 years. Those guys update that sit and sleep commercial for every holiday. And I don't know who writes them, but it's always like, you know, and they sell, you know, they get up for Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day or, you know, 4th of July, and they come out with a new spot. You got to give them that. And by the way, I sleep every night on a sit and sleep mattress that I paid for myself, and I've had it for about 8 years, and it is the most comfortable bed in the world, and I love Larry Miller. And I can't stand anybody who doesn't like Larry Miller. Larry Miller. Let me tell you about Larry. Sit and Sleep has the best mattresses around. I sleep on a Sit and Sleep. I sleep on a Sit and Sleep as well. My wife does too. And you'll know you're on a good mattress because you go away to Vegas or San Francisco, Portland, and perhaps you go back east to New York and you stay in a hotel. Then you come back after a long weekend, maybe a week at your parents' house. And you get back into that sit and sleep mattress, and it's like sleeping on a pillow. There's a ton of them, always freeway close, these sit and sleeps. Go out there and get yourself a great mattress, and Larry Miller will beat any price, or your mattress is free! Thank you very much. Let's talk to, let's see here. How about, Leonard in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
You know, I'm listening to K-Rock or something like that. Or, you know, it's just you're rocking out to some really good songs. You're bumping it in your car or something. And all of a sudden, this emo stuff comes out of nowhere. It's just
like
lame.
What?
You know, it could be this, for example, listening to Metallica. You know, you're all, you know, throwing your head all over the place. And then, you know, The Cure comes out or something. It's just lame.
Oh, you mean, so if you're listening to, like, AC/DC and then The Cure comes on?
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe you're listening to AC/DC and, like, ABBA comes on. So this is a song you're listening to. You're rocking out. You cranked up the volume. Right? And the DJ comes on and today you listen to AC/DC and now this. I can see how that would get annoying, Leonard.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yes.
That's make me turn off my stereo. Forget that.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
I think.
There you go. All right, you listen to the radio, something pisses you off, and you move on. What is it? Jacqueline in Orange County, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim. Love
hey,
you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess the whole thing is, it's lunch hour. You got your double quarter pounder with cheese, your chicken nuggets, your large fry, your large Coke, and then Heidi Frosty and Frank are talking about the latest obesity topic. You know, it just makes you feel so guilty. You just have to turn off the radio.
Quit your bitching.
All right,
my God, take a call.
That is quite a lunch you have there going, Jacqueline.
Well, you know, sometimes you need something to bite into. It's been
I
a hectic
guess so.
Day.
Christ almighty. How big are you?
No, not that big.
You're
I
not.
Just have those. No, I just have those days.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'4".
What do you weigh?
Okay, to be honest, 145.
That's a huge bitch!
I can understand that. Can you knock off nuggets and a quarter pounder?
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
And with a large Coke?
Usually I try not to do the large Coke. I do the light lemonade, as if it makes a difference.
Hey, Jacqueline, are you single?
No.
Yeah. I'd love to take you to Burger King, baby.
Yeah, Randy's not looking to date. He just wants a ride to McDonald's.
I'm very happy. That's why I can eat that way.
Good for you. You do sound like you're very happy.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for calling, Jacqueline.
All right, bye. All right,
there she goes, everybody. The crap that makes you move on. You're listening to radio and you say, F it. Moving on. Ethan in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, by the way, not much, Ethan. When you do flip around from one radio station to another, do you move on because you get pissed off or you just get bored? What is it?
Well, certain things piss me off, like Bonaducci the other week was talking about. He went on a one-hour rant on how he had the hiccups.
Really?
And the whole show is about hiccups. And it's like, they only give him an hour. You think he could come up with something, better than that.
Bitch,
but,
we entertain!
I guess not.
Right. You know, he was talking about something, I don't know whether it was a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago. And if you're sensitive to, like, gross crap, maybe you shouldn't listen for the next 30 seconds. But I don't know if he did a whole topic on this. I don't think he did. I think he was talking about something that happened to himself. But he said that when he was younger, and I'm not sure if he still does this, but if he gets a sore on his body that scabs over, he eats the scab.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He eats the scab. Or ate the scab. Maybe when he was younger. But I thought he was talking about recently. He, like, gnawing that scab or pick it off his arm and eat it. Wow.
Crazy.
He'd be sitting across from him at Monty's Steakhouse. Like, what are you doing, dude? I just got a little sore there. I'm going to pull a scab off and try to down it in front of you.
I get what I think I'm funny.
Philip in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
Hey, all right, man.
All right, love the show.
Thank you.
The thing I can't stand is, like, this guy that you guys always have on, sometimes you have him on your show, Sam Phillips. So annoying. I just change the station every time I hear him. Come on.
Well, it's not a guy. It's a girl.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, you thought it was a guy?
I thought it was a guy. Every time I hear it, I thought it was a guy. I just changed the station. I just can't stand that voice.
No.
That raspy voice. Like, I just can't stand it.
No, that's, she was a penthouse pet.
Are you sure about that? I can't believe that.
I'm 100% sure it's a chick.
Wish I were black. I
take
wish
that
I were
back.
A man.
I'm about 90% sure that she's a woman because I've never seen the cooch.
Big wiener.
I just hear the voice that comes on and I change the station right away because a raspy voice. I just can't. Can't take.
I'm sure she's listening and she's high right now. You've made her evening.
Hi, you guys.
All right, Philip. We'll note that. Thank you, buddy. All right.
Thanks, Tim. I love the show.
All right. There he goes. Thank you, Philip. Don't forget to check out our website. We put a lot of money into it and a lot of time into it. And if you sign up on our website, timconwayjr.com, well, perhaps when we have that next poker tournament or, I don't know, giving stuff away, that you could be first in line. So jump on it, timconwayjr.com. Sign up. Brand new website. It's not the drawing one that we had about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's actually a new design, and Randy Wang worked his ass off on this one. Sort of, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, we just put up the Tay Zonde video, if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, is that right?
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Tay Zonde. Chocolate Rain. If you want to catch it on the website, timconwayjr.com. The junior is abbreviated, JR. timconwayjr.com. We got to take a commercial break. We'll come back with a guy that endangered his son. And some of you may not believe what he did, but he's an NBA player. He's an NBA athlete. He plays basketball for the Phoenix Suns. And he did something that really endangered his kid. And now that I have a kid, I'm like, wow, he really did that? But a lot of parents, you know, growing up in the 70s, parents did stupid things that you can't do anymore. And we'll talk about that, and I'll let you know exactly what he did. Kid's only 3 years old. Tell you what he did. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.